Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Angel with Ignite and Evolve Spiritual Life Coaching, and welcome to Ignite Radio. It is a beautiful day. I'm sitting here in the beautiful Bay Area. The sun is out. There's a nice breeze, and I'm contemplating today's subject as I prepared for the show today with great joy. Today's topic being life is calling. Are you going to answer it? Yes, answering life's call and what all that means. So thank you so much for tuning in. I so enjoy having our short radio program here on Friday mornings. I've had so much fun answering your emails and tweeting with some of you after the calls each week. Some of you were so delighted, as I was last week, to have my sister surprise and call. So that's always fun to have calls. I'll be opening up the calls here in about 10 minutes. I do have some people waiting. So before we get started, we have a lot to cover. I'm going to start with just kind of getting us in the right space, as I always do. Life is really, really tricky and really, really hectic. I know personally I've had a really busy week this week. Energies have been really crazy this week, but it has been a powerful week for me and a powerful week for many of you. And sometimes we can lose sight of that power because we get so engaged in the crazy, right? So I want to take a moment to invite you to join me to just stop for just a moment. Take a deep breath, just breathe in and release your breath, and breathe out and just relax. This is your time, and I'm so delighted to have you here with me. And you're trusting me with helping you take your life to the next level. Today we're going to be talking about the possibilities that we can create in our lives to move forward. So I'm hoping that we can get some calls today that are focused on that topic where we're talking about releasing and letting go and building the strength, the courage, and the focus to take the steps forward that we need to take to go and answer our call, whatever that mission may be. Perhaps you don't know what your mission is. That's okay, because as long as you're willing to and able to take that deep breath and be open to answering that call, your purpose will come to you. So release your breath one more time. Give thanks. I'm a firm believer that gratitude first thing in the morning is the most important thing you can do. So we're going to give thanks for this beautiful day and thanks for all the wonderful blessings that are going to come. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So the question today is, are you going to answer or are you going to let the phone just keep ringing when life calls? So we're going to start with a visualization that I want you to take with you from today forward. We have this process that we call our life's house. You live in a home, you are a home, and in your process of development, you're building a bigger home. With each step you take, your home is getting bigger and bigger. You have to build the foundations of your home, and as you build onto that home, as you put your extensions onto the home, you have to put another foundation down. So building the foundations to this extension that you're going to create in the home is the most important step. And the foundations to this area, we'll call it a sitting room. You can call it a call room, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. Whatever resonates with you is what's important. The foundations of this room is courage. Courage is the most important aspect that you need when you're going to answer life's call. Courage comes from within. It also comes from without. The foundations of courage is faith, right? You have to trust to be brave. You have to trust that somebody has your back, whether it is your life partner, whether it is your sibling or your family member, whether it is your best friend, or whether it is the divine. Somebody has to have your back for you to have courage. It's difficult to have courage on your own. So coming to terms with the faith that this process you're about to step into is going to come to fruition is the foundations of your next step. So be firm in your belief that you know this is going to happen. Somebody wrote me a note. I'm going to look at it here, where they said, I know what I want to do, but I'm afraid that I'm unable to do it. It's the fear that cripples us, right? It's not the process that cripples us. It's not the doing that cripples us. It's not answering the call that cripples us. It's the fear that cripples us. You have to let go of the fear in order to move forward. And that's the faith. Going deep down in your soul, taking that leap of faith and knowing that you're ready is the foundations of this step. From there, you're going to step into your new room and make it as beautiful as you'd like it to be, decorate it as awesome as you want it to be, make it as pleasant a place as you want it to be, and in the middle of that room, you're going to place a table, a chair, and a phone, an old school phone with push buttons or rotaries, however you want to place it, and that phone is ringing. The other end of that line is your life's purpose calling to you. And what you to do when you do this visualization every day, I'm going to repeat, I want you to do this every day. I want you to sit down at that table, take a deep, affirming breath, pick up that phone, and say, I am ready. That's all you need to do. I am ready. You can say it with me. I am ready. Life is calling. Are you going to answer the phone? Yes. And I am ready. You can do that. And if you do that every day, you will be prepared and you will be ready and you will be able to complete your life's purpose. And if you don't know your life's purpose, you will find that your purpose will start to unveil itself to you. I say we're going to focus on answering this call from your own life. You know, what is it that you want to accomplish in your life? Do you understand what your goals are? Are you ready to move forward? Are you just afraid? Or do you feel like something is holding back? If something is holding you back, I invite you to sit down and play the game of journaling. I love journaling because we can release so much within us by sitting down and letting the pen and paper speak for us, or the tablet. Some of you are a little more technology savvy when it comes to journaling than I am. I still love the sensual aspect of writing the words out because it helps me process what I'm whistling through. But write that stuff out. You will find that after you write it out, you get all the garbage out from inside you, you will find that the keys to some of your concerns and your issues and your challenges are no longer attached to individual people. They're deep within us, and they go back to those same fears I was talking about a moment ago. Fear is the thing that we've got to let go of in order to move our life forward. So now that we have talked about what we've done and what we're going to do, I'm going to try and take a few calls to have some conversations with to see if we can't actively discuss this openly. So I'm going to go to the first caller. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Happy Friday. So in our topic
Yes.
today, we're talking about answering life's call and understanding what you need to do to kind of step in and be ready. Are there questions
mm-hmm.
or things that you've been wrestling through to kind of get into this space that we can kind of talk about today?
My gift. I was wondering, like, what is my life purpose of being on this earth, on this earth plane? I know it's as far as helping people, but I don't know where exactly my standpoint is. And I know I'm a healer, so.
Well, these are all very good. So what you're asking is, if I understand you, is like you have this feeling that you are here to help people and you have your healer, but you're not sure what it is that you're supposed to do. People run into this, and you know, when we're called, that is a greater calling. You know, when the universe calls you to help people, it's hard sometimes because you feel like, I know I'm supposed to help people, so can you tell me what it is I'm supposed to do? So remember the image, if you were listening closely, remember the image I gave you, where I told you to create this room where you could go in and sit down and focus on answering the call. Did you go through that exercise with us?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. What are you still there?
Yes, I say yes.
Okay, there you go. So when you don't know what it is that you're supposed to do, and you're taking yourself to that visualization, and you pick up the phone, instead of just saying, yes, I am ready, you can communicate with this caller. You can sit down, whether it's in journaling or sit down in a meditation and communicate and ask what your purpose is. As I connect with you, I definitely get that there's a healing energy that comes from you, but it's not just about healing. It's also about speaking. Do you find that people around you like to talk to you? And talk about their stuff, and like you're the sounding board for your friend. is that who you are, right? So
yes, because I got healing. My words come off. I got healing words too. Like when I talk to people, they feel good after.
So it's not just about putting your hands on people. It's about coaching.
I know. I was talking about healer as far as in a lot of different areas, not just as far as physically. Put my hands on people to heal people. I'm talking about as far as my conversation and
So it's a counseling kind of a healing, which is what I'm feeling. You know, people are going to be coming to you whether individually or in groups to hear the message, whatever the message that is that they need to hear, which is a powerful kind of a healing tool, because I don't see you speaking in front of one or two people. I see you been speaking in front of groups of people.
Really? I never did that before.
That's something that I've
seen.
You've never done it before? Doesn't mean that you're not going to do it just because you've never done it before. But, and that's not a but, it's more of an and. You will find that there's the community of people that you're going to connect to more powerfully, you know, taking people through struggles in their lives, taking people through releasing in their lives. So this is a powerful gift that you have. I mean, it's time to start taking steps to move towards that. You know, whether it is engaging, you know, with a group that you can start to connect with, or just getting yourself out there and presenting yourself either in a healing group or even recovery. I keep getting recovery. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. People recovering from loss or pain, like a loss of something in their lives, is what I keep getting.
I never thought about that. Okay.
That's what I'm getting for you. Have you sat down and actually gone through a process of map
I'll
out
always
your plan, because that's what you need to do, is kind of sit down.
Meditate, manifest, try to open my gifts, open my third eye, and strengthen my intuition, all the other stuff. Talk to God, pray to God, ask Him, show me signs, all that other stuff.
So,
I know about the clairs, clairvoyant, clairaudience, clairsentient, claircognizant, dream interpreter, intuitive, empath, and all that medium.
But have you sat down and mapped out your goals and how you want to move forward with the gifts that you've been given? Because you've been given some gifts and they're not finished. That's the next step for you. You know, you've been given everything you need to know. You're absolutely right. You've done all the work. You've done all the homework. You've done all the schoolwork. You've been given all the gifts that you're supposed to have. Now it's time to step out and start doing the work. And the same activities that you do to make the connection, to develop your gifts, is the same channel of communication they're going to give to you to help you understand where they want you to go with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So if you sit down, that same process where you sit down and communicate, like as I open up my third eye, as I open up my higher self, as I connect to my heart, all the chakras, you do all that work to tone down your gifts. You do all of that. That same action, the same activity that you go through to do that, you can now connect with the source and go, now that I have my gifts kind of tuned, what is your wish that you want me to do? How do you want me to serve? And they will answer you.
Right. Okay.
And that will give
Because
you clarity.
I don't think all my channels are open. I don't think my third eye, and if it is, it's probably blocked or needs some type of work or cleaning and balancing. Because I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I
the
just don't think.
reality is, if you're the greatest healers and the greatest mediums and mystics in the world are like performers in terms of their gifts. They have these that we have gifts, and the best people out there are always evolving. Every day is an evolution. So, no matter how open it is, as you evolve, tomorrow it'll be more open. So that's why
Okay.
it's time for you to start turning your channel to the communication as far as what your next step is, because you could spend the rest of your life trying to reach where you think it's time to be ready, but you may have been ready 20
Right.
years ago. You know what I mean? It's not for you to say you're ready. It's for the divine to say you're ready, because it's the divine that's honing you as his tool, right?
Right, but I don't know what it is.
That's my point. He's got a design. He's got a design for you, and he wants to tell you. So when you sit down and you go through your meditation, tune your channel in to receive that information. You do that for me, and
But
next
when
time you call back, you what?
I do, not so I do meditate. I try to be quiet, but I still don't see, feel, hear messages, or I do look for the signs. Even though even though when I am in meditation, I don't receive. Sometimes it pop up later. I still look for the signs and still don't get any. So
So
I don't
what
know.
are you
Sometimes.
looking for? The signs, what kinds of signs are you looking for?
It's like a lot of different signs. Signs might come from TVs, license plates, people conversations. It might come through all types of stuff. Birds, I don't
Right.
know. And I'm familiar with the signs though. Feathers, pennies.
So do me a favor. Do me a
Yes.
favor. Next time you meditate, next time you take yourself through a process, before you do so, I'd like you to journal. Just journal out, get yourself, paper, and just journal through a number of questions. And the questions that you're going to want to journal through are around the lines of the same questions that I posted before the show. What is it that you want from me? Speak to the source. What is it that you want from me to how do you want to use me to fulfill my purpose? How do you want to use me to affect this earth? How can I use these gifts that you've given me? And journal through that. Then sit down and meditate
Okay.
and ask those
Oh, I know.
questions. Don't ask those questions anticipating anything. Just ask those questions and allow the information to come to you the way he's going to bring it to you. Do
Okay.
that for me, and let's see if that's going to help you get to the next point. Because
Okay.
I'm feeling like the information is there, and they're like waiting to give it to you. And perhaps
Oh,
you just haven't had an
okay.
opportunity to get the way that they want to give it to you. But let's try this.
They
Fair
probably
enough?
do send messages, but I don't realize it or recognize it. They probably
Let's
do,
try
but
and see if
yeah.
we can get through the information with this activity. And then call me back or email me. You know how to get in touch with me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Email me, and then we'll reconnect and see if that works for you.
Okay.
Because I'd like to get you started, because I do see some powerful energy there for you, that you've got a very talented gift, and it's the way we need you.
Oh, thank you. That's what
We
I
need
wanted.
you
That's what
desperately.
yeah, that's what I wanted to do, because I wanted to do nursing, but now I'm thinking about, no, I think I want to do some type of counselor. I have thought about that. I don't,
See, there you
okay.
go. See, there you go.
Yeah. I was just talking to someone about that today, about counseling at my work, because I'm already in the
Well,
hospital. I work at the hospital and help patients and
right.
stuff, so. But okay, I ain't
That
going to
is
talk too much.
awesome. That's awesome. I have one more caller to get. I'm going to look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
And if I can't get you on next week, then I want to hear from you so I can share, because I feel like you do this week, you'll get the answer that you're looking for. But you've got to do it. You promised me you're going to do it? You're going to
Yeah,
do it?
I am.
All righty,
Yeah.
dear. All
And
righty,
what's
sweetheart.
your website and your email?
It's igniteandevolvecoaching.com, and you can send me an email at angel.thacker@comcast.net.
Okay.
You got
okay.
me?
Okay.
Awesome.
Yes,
sauce.
I did.
Take
Thank
care
you
of yourself.
So much.
God bless you.
You too.
I'll pray for you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for
okay.
calling, and we're going to ignite your life today. All right?
Thank you. Yes, have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
That was awesome. That was an awesome call. Good morning. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Thank you for holding and calling in to Ignite and Evolve. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hello. This is Angel.
Hi. My name is Pooja.
Pooja. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I love your name. I'm doing awesome. Well, today's topic, we're talking about Ignite Your Life, answering life's call. So how can we help you be ready to answer life's call today? What question do you have for me today?
I've just been going through a huge shift. I've always worked as a healer and always knew that my calling was in some place spiritual, you know. And I gave it up 2 years ago to work in corporate America. I had a few things happen and just needed to get really grounded. And now I can't get another foot back into corporate America. I've been trying, and I'm just a little bit afraid that this isn't going to be solid enough for me or bring in everything I need. Although I'm lucky that a few old clients are still, you know, starting to trickle in and a few new ones. And so I was just like, any message. I don't even know if I'm ready yet. I don't know anything. I'm just happy I can keep peaceful right now.
But I could definitely relate to that. You know, when you've got the calling to do this work and then you've got this fundamental kind of grounded experience that gets you into office space, you know, it's like, can the two exist? And then you're never really happy sitting in the office because there's a part of you that wants to do this stuff over here. So I can definitely relate to that. What I'm getting for you is, you know, first and foremost, you are a healer, and there's nothing that you can do to let that go. It's like it'll torment you if you don't continue to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. So the my goodness, the energies around you are like they're going to do everything that they can to help keep you going with what you're doing, and the difficulty that you're having stepping back into the corporate world is because there's this process. If you step back in the corporate world, it's almost like you're going to step back in and let go because all the channels are going back into the corporate world, meaning you have to turn your back on what you're doing now. And that's why it's such a struggle. There has to be a way for you to get this job because you're looking for something that'll at least supplement, and that's fine. They don't have a problem with that. But it has to be a way in which you can do it without giving up what you're doing. And there's also this healing process to the corporate world. Are you thinking about doing stuff to present to more spiritual-minded businesses that, you know, that are open to doing coaching on a more spiritual level for their staff? Is that something you're thinking about doing?
You know, I have two levels of healing. I call it two levels of healing, but there's one that's very ancient old where I train with a really well-known nonprofit, and it has a lot to do with kind of like that yogic lifestyle, that kind of thing, and they do a lot of that type of stuff, but I have the authentic energy type of healing that is very natural. It's very ingrained. Like, I never learned it from anyone. No one really taught me anything. It's just been like kind of a discovery.
Okay.
And I've been getting these messages or this feeling that there's something out here where I'm at that's almost been developed, not just for me, but I also feel like it's my place. It's supposed to be my home with other practitioners, other people who are kind of on the same frequency, on the same wavelength, but they're much more holistic health, maybe medical. And I've always had a medical type of foundation, a background, even though I'm so open, you know, to everything else coming in.
Right.
I seem to do really well in that capacity with healing work and medical issues. And so I've always kind of put myself into wellness and holistic care versus spirituality, even though I'm highly spiritual. And so I feel like there's something here, and maybe I just haven't found it yet, but I keep getting kind of premonitions. I feel like I've been waiting for years for it. I feel like the foundation is already set. I just have to find it. And that's just something that I just don't know where to look for. I can't seem to find it.
So part of the reason you can't find it because it feels like you're part of the foundations of what builds it. There's two or three other people that are out there hunting, and you're one of the people that connects it. It's time for you to start the connection. And, you know, it is very new. There's a lot of this stuff that's coming out, that's this new healing energy and this new process that you know, the source and the universe is bringing down to the planet that people, you know, there's no name for it because people haven't named it yet. And it's powerful stuff. And that's you're one of these people that has this. And you're lost because you're looking for something that doesn't exist yet because you're part of the creators of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there are a few people coming in. Like today I have a session with a woman who instantly we became friends, and she has something so very similar vision, you know, of coming together.
So,
and then I feel like there's a man involved. I mean, I can feel them and I can sense them, but I can't necessarily, I can't find them. I don't know where they are.
So it's time to start. It's time to start. So that same image of that, you know, answering that call, and the last caller, I gave her an activity of doing some journaling. And, you know, you have this really warm, resonating energy that just is this very heart-touching. It's wonderful. You need to kind of sit down and connect to that and draw in some guidance. So you're getting the premonitions, you're getting the images. And so it's time, like, I'll pick up the phone and say, what do I need to do? It feels like whether it's starting a meetup, I'm not sure in your community if that's the thing to do, but it's time for you to start a starting point, whether we're going to meet at the tea shop, every time for you to start it. It's because if you start it, the sooner you start it, the sooner you're going to ignite this. And
yeah, I just
it
don't
feels
know
like,
how. I tried to do it 2 years ago, and my life fell apart. Like, everything that was a foundation completely fell apart. And then I've come back, and I don't know how to get started on my own, to be honest. Just the resources and everything. And I say that, but it doesn't feel that way, you know? Like, practically, I'm telling you that. But emotionally and energetically, it doesn't feel – I feel very full, very complete and very whole. I don't know how to take that and move it forward in that capacity. I do feel like I need a few people, you know, to kind of at least bounce off of. And so I've been praying for them to come in, or to at least, I feel like specifically there's a man I keep sensing.
There's a man. There is a man. There look might be two. The show is going to end here pretty soon. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to send me an email. Can you do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you send me an email? So my email, do you have it? It's angel.thacker@comcast.net.
One more time.
Angel.
Uh-huh.
.thacker, Thacker.
Okay.
@com.net.
Okay.
Send me an email, and I will, when I'm doing my meditations, I will see if I can't pull some stuff in for you. And I'll send you some notes, because it sounds like you're very close, and I would love to see you take off. And, you know, and this is what it comes down to for everyone, Pooja. It's like you're where a lot of people are right now. And, you know, my desire in life is to help people ignite into that passion. And what you have that you're about to develop is something really, truly awesome. But my time here is running out. So you're going to send me an email, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a fabulous day. And God bless you. And I look forward to hearing from you. I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. And thank you, everyone. That was awesome. The two callers, two powerful callers. I invite you guys to check out the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Send me a note. I will be announcing next week's call here on next week's show pretty soon. And I'm beginning on my Life Millionaire call here in about 2 minutes. God bless everyone. And remember, ignite your life in passion today. Ciao, ciao.